Om Shanti. 10th September 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be constantly happy and an embodiment of all attainments, seated on the seat of self-respect by maintaining your spirituality. Every child has a speciality of one or other virtue. All are special, virtuous, great, and master almighty authorities. Always keep this spiritual intoxication in your awareness. This is known as self-respect, Swaman. There cannot be any ego, Abhiman, in this self-respect, Swaman. The seat of ego is a seat of thorns, and do not try to sit on this seat. Maintain your spirituality and sit on the seat of self-respect, and you will continue to experience being constantly happy, always elevated, and a constant embodiment of all attainments. So Baba is talking about two different seats. One is the seat of self-respect, and another is the seat of ego. So these are the two seats, the seat of Swaman and seat of Abhiman. So every child has a speciality of one or other virtue. All are special, virtuous, great, and almighty authorities, master almighty authorities. So always have that spiritual intoxication in your awareness. This intoxication is known as self-respect. There cannot be ego in this self-respect. And the seat of ego is a seat of thorns, and do not try to sit on that seat. While this seat is a seat of thorns, and don't try to sit on this seat. Maintain your spirituality and sit on the seat of self-respect, and you will continue to experience being constantly happy, always elevated, and a constant embodiment of all virtues. So there are two things. One is self-respect, Swaman, and another is Abhiman. Swaman says, I am highest, I am greatest, I am elevated, I am Master Almighty. Ego says, I am greatest, I am highest, I am Master Almighty. So what is the difference between the two? What is the difference between Swaman and Abhiman? Abhiman is saying, I am the greatest. Swaman says, I am the greatest. Swaman says, I am the most elevated. Abhiman says, I am the most elevated. Swaman says, I am the purest soul in the world. Abhiman says, I am the purest soul in the world. Now what is the difference? What is the difference between Swaman and Abhiman? So you are saying that in Swaman there is an external factor of others. Okay. What about ego? Others are not elevated. I am the only one who is elevated. Anything else? Swaman, there is a positive thinking. Ego? Positivity is not there. Ego is also positive. I am the greatest. I am the highest. Swaman is a stage of soul consciousness. Abhiman, ego, is a stage of body consciousness. Swaman is the natural stage of the soul. Ego is not the natural stage. It's a body consciousness combined. Swaman is not verbose, not talkative. It is not trying to show off. While ego is very talkative. Ego cannot be mute. Ego wants to show. Ego wants to exhibit. There is an element of exhibition. There is an element of show off in ego. When ego says, I am the greatest, it wants to prove that others are not great. Others are inferior. When Soman says, I am the greatest, in fact, Soman is not saying anything. It is a stage of internal spiritual intoxication, a deep spiritual intoxication. This is material intoxication. This is spiritual intoxication. This is, as somebody said, it is trying to connect itself with others, and it will get influenced by others. How? If it feeds on, ego feeds on praises. Ego, what is the food of ego? Praise, appreciation, recognition. If ego is not given praise, recognition, appreciation, it feels hurt. And if insult, a smallest insult would cause a very lethal wound in the heart of ego. And the memory will stay for a very long time. So, ego is affected by praise and ego is affected by insult. Ego is affected by external situations, while Soman has nothing to do with external situation. Soman is a stage where one is situated in it, it doesn't bother. Where others are respecting or not respecting, whether others are insulting, not insulting, their words and their behaviors is not going to change. Like one person is meeting another person and the other person, one person says, I am the boss and I am the politician and I am the greatest person. The other common man says to him, you might be greatest, but that does not make me smaller than you. You are very great, accepted. But does that mean that I am smaller? So, Soman has nothing to do with outside. Soman is an internal stage of soul consciousness and it doesn't derive its nutrition from outside. While ego's nutrition is praise, ego's nutrition is appreciation. Ego wants name and fame. Ego craves for name. And if that is not given, ego starves. A great starvation occurs. So ego goes through stages of starvation, stages of hunger, stages of ambitiousness. Ego wants to achieve something, to go ahead of others. Now, one more question. One is knowledge, another is love. Knowledge and ego can go together. But love and ego cannot go together. Intelligence, a child is born and right from his childhood he is taught that you have to be number one, you have to go ahead. He is thrown into the competitive world, a small child, and ego is generated which was not there, and gradually he goes ahead and ahead and he becomes ambitious and he wants to achieve and he wants to go ahead of everyone. So, and he tries to achieve knowledge. He becomes intelligent. If this is the ego, intelligence is a thick layer surrounding the ego, which is created. And the person feels this intelligence is necessary because this is the world of survival of the fittest. Those who are unfit will be thrown off. This is a competitive world. One has to be very intelligent, very smart here. If one is not smart, if one is not intelligent, he will be pronounced as fool and he will be thrown out. So, ego and knowledge can go together. Rather, The more the knowledge, the more the ego. Because, in fact, when I am saying knowledge, it's a pseudo-knowledge. The real knowledge will make man or person humble. That is the mark of a knowledgeable person. But what is called knowledge in the world is not real knowledge, is not real wisdom. Rather, it is the bunch of information. It's a bookish knowledge. It's a just a knowledge which one is deriving from books, from not from experiences, not from life. So, ego feeds on so many things. The more the knowledge, more the intelligence, the more the ego is puffed up. The more the ego is trying to express itself, trying to show, trying to make an impression on others that I am something else. That small I becomes capital I. This capital I is very dangerous. So, there are two things, as Baba is saying, today's Vardhan. One is Soman. While Soman has nothing to do with what others are saying, you cannot insult a person who is situated in higher stage of Soman. And you can always insult an ego. An egoistic person who has, the more the ego, the more one feels insult. If one is not given a seat, he feels insulted. If one is not given chance to talk, he feels insulted. When one is not given proper welcome, he is insulted. When one's name is not there, he is insulted. First our name should be there, then only. If we are not called for that, what is that known as? Candle lightning. That is an insult. In our OPD, many people come. And they come just like that without any paper. And when we say them, bring the paper, OPD paper, they feel insulted. We are going to bring OPD paper. We are going to stand in queue. We are VIPs. So what is it? It is not Soman. Soman is humility. Abhiman, ego, is exactly opposite. And the one who is situated in Soman, respect follows him like shadow. While a person who is egoistic, he is wanting respect. He craves respect. And if you don't respect, you feel hurt. He feels hurt. Like one politician went to one place to give a lecture, their bhashan, and people started putting garland, and they put 11 garlands, and then he gave his fiery speech, and after the speech he was so unhappy. And the followers asked him, what happened? Why are you unhappy? He said, I had paid for total 12 garlands. Where is the 12th one? Only 11 garland, one garland is missing. Because we had paid. It is a paid respect. You pay money, you throw money and you get respect. That is not the respect. A leader commands respect. So, there is a huge difference between Soman and Abhiman. Soman is self-esteem, Soman is self-respect, Soman is something higher. Soman is related to soul. When I say that I am the purest soul in the world, it doesn't mean I am egoistic. Because I am not revealing it. It's an internal churning, it's an internal chanting, internal mantra that is going on. So, I am the purest soul in the world. It's a sense of humility. But when I say I am the purest soul in the world, and I want to show off, and I want to say that you are less pure, I am more pure. In English, it is known as holier than thou attitude. I am something higher, you are lower. So that is Abhiman. When I say I am a great soul, it's Soman. But when I say I am a great soul, but others are not great, others are lower than me, then that's an act of ego. And as I said, a child is born in a family and he is taught ego, and his ego is generated in him by so many external factors. Everybody comes and teaches him ego. Everybody comes and teaches him possessiveness. This doll is yours. Nobody can take this doll. If somebody takes, then he is unhappy. So, to know the difference between ego and Soman. Soman is an internal stage of spiritual intoxication, where whatever Baba has said, as Baba is saying here in today's blessing, each child has a speciality of one or other virtue. All are special, all are virtuous, all are great, and all are master almighty authorities. In today's Avyakta Murli also, Baba has given many, many Swaman. You are great, you are virtuous, you are highest, you are snehi, you are loving, you are cooperative, sahyogi, many Swaman. And in spite of having all this, why you use such word as confusion? I am confused. That means you are definitely breaking some Srimad. I am tired. That means you are breaking some Srimad. It is difficult. That means some breaking of some Srimad. I am afraid means not following Srimad. I have fallen down means not following Srimad. Maya has influenced me. That means not following Srimad. So these are some of the things from today's Murli. Why you are saying all this when this path is so easy? Keep on walking with him. His hand, who is walking with you? One. Second, what garland is around your neck? Two. Third, who is your canopy? Fourth, what you are wearing? What swing you are swinging in? And what you have got? With all the five things, all the difficult things will become easy. There could no question of difficulty, fatigue, confusion. So, every child is special. So, always keep this spiritual intoxication in your awareness. This is known as self-respect. There cannot be any ego in this self-respect. The seat of ego is the seat of thorns. The seat of ego, what is it? There are thorns here. Because an egoistic person keeps on suffering and suffering and suffering within. And he cannot show it. But he keeps on suffering. Because it cannot happen that everybody will come and praise you. There would be somebody who will come and suddenly insult. And he may not insult, but you will feel that it is an insult. And it's very difficult to pocket the insult for an egoistic person. So spirituality means this I should become small I, and this small I should become a point. Even this should go away to become point. It should not happen other way around. When you came in knowledge, I am soul, and gradually I am soul, and gradually I am the only one. This is a journey from bigger I to small I, and then even from the small I, this should go away, and only a point should remain. Sometimes those devotees or agyanis, whom we call whatever, they look more humble than so-called gyanis. Because the more the knowledge, the more the ego. I know. I know this, I know that. To know that I do not know is the real knowledge. To know that I do not know anything. There are many things to know. What I have understood is not the full knowledge. But to feel that I know everything means to enter into that cave of darkness. So jnani means, a knowledgeable soul means, there are many things I need to know more. What I have understood is nothing. There are higher dimensions to it. There are many, many things to scale, many mountains to climb still. So knowledge, real knowledge, will infuse a sense of humility in a soul. So search what ego is getting pampered within me? What ego is flourishing within me? And cut off those small mushrooms of ego which are within us before they become a big tree. Because once it becomes a big tree, then it is very difficult to uproot and throw out. So, coming to that sense of humility, understanding that who I am, what I am, nothing. There is a story in the life of Aristotle, the Greek philosopher who was a disciple of Socrates. He was once going by the side of a sea and he sees one man. He is taking a spoon and running to the ocean, filling that spoon with water, and there is a hole he has made in the sand and he is putting that water with that spoon in that hole. So this Aristotle was shocked to see what he is doing. He asked him, "Dear brother, what are you doing?" He says, "I am trying to empty the ocean. I am trying to empty the ocean." And how he is doing is with a spoon, running, taking, filling it with water and coming and putting in the hole. He says, "Is it not an act of foolishness what you are doing? Will you ever be able to do this? The ocean, look at it, how vast it is. And your hole is so small and your spoon is so small. This is utter foolishness." And the man says, "Then what are you trying to do? The knowledge is so vast, the universe is so vast, and you are trying to understand all the secrets of this universe, and you claim that you are a philosopher. So what is the difference between me and you? You are also doing the same thing what I am doing. So knowledge is vast." One of the disciples of Mahatma Buddha, Anand, asks him, "Lord, after moving with Mahatma Buddha for 40 years, Ananda accompanied Buddha for 40 years, moving across the length and breadth of this country. And he asked, "Lord, have you given us all the knowledge in last 40 years?" Buddha says, "Okay, come with me." And he takes him to a jungle. And there are so many trees and so many fallen leaves. And he takes some leaves in his hand. And Buddha says, "Whatever leaves are in my hand, I have given you that much knowledge. And whatever leaves that are there in this jungle, that is still remaining. All the trees and so many leaves, that much is remaining." Even Baba has said, "Whatever I have given you is just a drop of knowledge." So knowledge is so vast, knowledge is so deep. And what I have understood is so little. I am just like that frog in a well, who thinks that he knows everything. Kupamanduk. So don't become that frog in a well. Know that there are many things to understand. There are many things to know. And this sense will impart humility. And this ego, which is a seat of thorns, it suffers. A egoistic person keeps on burning and suffering all the time. Internal anguish, internal anxiety. And there is a fear that nobody should insult me. If somebody insults, then it is a difficult thing. He is restless. Everybody should respect me. And is it possible that everybody will respect you? It's not possible. Somebody will come and he will do something. And he may not even have the intention to hurt you, but you will feel hurt because there is a huge ego which is sitting inside. Like a snake. Coiled snake. So, understand the difference between Swaman and Abhiman. Om Shanti.